So I'm with skipper Steve Kinnenberg after our 2-0 win at Slough. Steve, how was that for you today?
Excellent, really good. After 10 days off, it was always going to be a start to the game that we were going to be a bit slower, especially with them playing two games during the week. They were always going to start a bit sharper than us, but we knew that. And we had to be switched on, and they maybe had the first 20 minutes of the game, but after that we came into it and we came out back out the second half, and we really kicked on, and I thought we dominated the game overall.
Okay, we're going to go back to start the season when you came to the club. What was your ambitions and views, and why did Dean want to bring you to the club when you first came?
Yeah, well, I spoke to Dean before the season obviously kicked off back in June, early June, and he just told me the kind of vision of the club, and obviously I knew how big the club was. having played in the conference with Oxford the season that got promoted, Kettering were in the conference that season, and knowing the support they've had and just where the club was wanting to go. I mean, it's going to be a long haul, walk back up to where they've been before, but I just felt as if I wanted to be part of that. I wanted to be part of a big club with ambition that was going forwards.
And in October, you took over the captaincy from Brad Pearce, right? Is that an honour that you always wanted to be?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm only 24 years old, so having getting the captain's armband, I was really proud of it. I was delighted to get asked from McGaffer to do that and take it on. And I mean, you're always learning, aren't you? You're just getting in amongst the boys. We've got some boys in the changing room as well who are vocal and help out and do the bits and bobs. But it's a privilege to be the captain of such a big non-league club, and I want to continue it, and I want to take this club forward, and I think a lot of the boys here have got the same ambition.
And what's it like working under Dean?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I think he's got his moments, so does everybody, that you have to get the boys up for the game, and that's part and parcel of football, and especially the level we're playing at. Sometimes we need a bit of a G up, but I think it's great. I really enjoy training's excellent. We always have good sessions, got on great with him, all the lads got on great with him, and he's really good. I think it was his 1,000th game in football today, which is unbelievable. Just shows you how well thought of he is in football to get to that milestone. I really, really enjoy it.
And 2013's now finished. We've finished at 13 unbeaten. What are you now looking forward for your personal ambitions 2014?
Well, I think as a team, as a club, we really need to look forward to where we want to go in the new year, now that we've got a lot of things sorted off the pitch. We've got a lot of players come in, really good players. We've got a settled squad now, we're 13 unbeaten. We really need to look and think, well, top five has got to be where we've got to go. I think any minimum than that would be disappointing for the club. Maybe from where we came from it wouldn't be the worst thing, but I think we've got to at least look top five. I think we've got to always look ahead, so we've got to punch for first. We've got to, it's a long way off, but if we keep going for there, then we'll at least make the minimum expectation of fifth. And come April time, if we're in the playoff places, I wouldn't like to be a team playing against us.
Okay, and you've got to spill the beans on this one. What's it like working at the back with Henry there?
Henry's great. From any centre forward going out, you look at Henry and you think, I'm going to be in for a tough game today. So psychologically, having a player like Henry in your team is excellent. He might not take everything on board that you're saying to him, but he wins all his headers. He does really, really well in the air. I mean, he covers round. I cover round him. It's an understanding. It's an understanding that's taken a few games to get. But again, any partnership, any back four, I think that's three clean sheets in a row. So looking at a kind of back four and the goalkeeper as a whole, I think we've done fantastic. You've got to build your team from there. Your team's got to be built from the back. If you don't concede goals and we can nick goals here and there, then happy days. And I think that's what the 13 games unbeaten has really stemmed from, the back four and the goalkeeper. Midfield doing their bit and the strikers having to come in and do it. As a team defensively, that's really where we have to start from.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. Well done. And well done on 2-0 win.
Magic, thanks.
All right, thanks, Stevie.
Cheers.